recent weeks, we've spoken a lot about Bulgaria, from the state of its economy to the status of its children. But this time, Ival Yuspasov wishes to tell us a little bit more about the people living in Bulgaria, and particularly that of the Muslim community there.
Islam is the second largest religion in Bulgaria after Orthodox Christianity. There are at least 1 million Muslims in this nation with a total population of about 8 million people.
Religious leaders and officials are working together to improve the living conditions of the Muslims and prove that, unlike other places in Europe, multiculturalism has not failed in Bulgaria.
The Muslim population of Bulgaria, which is made up of Turks, Bulgarians, Roma and Crimean Tatars, live mainly in the northeastern parts of the country and the Rhodope Mountains. However, the country still needs to do more to improve the living conditions for its Muslim population. Religious leaders say Muslims have been suffering since the introduction of a controversial court ruling in 2010. The court order has appointed a member of the Communist Security Services as the new leader of the Muslims. The decision has triggered nationwide protests by Muslim communities.
There has never been such a strong support for unity among Bulgarian Muslims. This has nothing to do with bickering for leadership. Muslims cannot accept arbitrary actions against them.
In 2010, the Parliamentary Committee on Human Rights and Religious Freedom adopted a declaration condemning any restrictions on Muslims for practicing their faith.
Under the religious freedom law, the state has to help people practice their faith without restrictions. We have also amended the law to allow Muslims to choose their own leaders.
But under the current legislation, the Supreme Muslim Council is chaired by Nedim Genjev, and he has the power to choose the chief mufti, a thorny issue that was the main topic of the Bulgarian Muslims Conference in Sofia.
Our surveys show that ordinary Bulgarians have nothing against Muslims. It's the authorities that are ignorant to some extent. Yes, Bulgarians do have their cultural stereotypes, especially for Turks because of the 5th-century Ottoman rule, but nothing more. However, Muslims have a major problem. They have no access to proper education or religious foundations.
Muslims, like all Bulgarians, now enjoy the freedom to identify their ethnicity and religion as they wish. Some hide them in reaction to past persecution in their own country and the present events in nearby Bosnia. Others make a point of their separateness.
Let us not forget the fact that members of Muslim communities in Bulgaria are also citizens of the European Union, and their rights are guaranteed by the relevant EU treaties as well as by other international declarations and covenants.
The organization of the Islamic Conference has urged Muslims to seek their religious, political, economic and social rights within the framework of the law.
Muslims are law-abiding citizens and they don't break the law. However, they are still being targeted for political purposes.
This is the biggest mosque in Sofia. Bulgaria used to have an enormous Muslim heritage, but after the Ottoman rule, many mosques were demolished or altered for different purposes.
This was once a grand mosque, but later it was turned into a public bathhouse, and soon it will become a museum for the history of Sofia.
At this point, I would like to emphasize the importance of revitalizing the role of the mosques, not just as a place of worship, but also as a counterpiece of every Muslim society. The messages given from the mosque should set an example of knowledge, moderation, tolerance and wisdom.
Despite the strength of their beliefs, Bulgarian Muslims are caught between two worlds, that of the Bulgarian Christians, to whom they are related linguistically, and that of their ethnic Turkish fellow Muslims. To complicate matters further, the arrival in the Rhodopes of Muslim teachers from Turkey, North Africa and the Middle East gnaws away at local customs, even while strengthening the religious identification of Bulgarian-speaking Muslims.
Muslims go to Jordan, Yemen or Saudi Arabia because they are not provided with proper religious education here. It's hard for many Bulgarians to grasp the concept of civic nation outlined in the constitution. Bulgaria is a multicultural society.
To look up to that concept, the Bulgarian government has declared the birthday of Prophet Muhammad as a national holiday. Ivailo Spasov, Press TV, Sofia.
Well, that's all for this week's edition of the Reporter's File here on Press TV. Thank you for watching us. Do join us again, and until then, it's goodbye.